Hey, thanks as always for downloading and listening to Marlins Rewind. Maybe Miami just caught Philadelphia at a bad time. These two teams won't play again until after the All-Star break, and the Phillies have surprised most of Major League Baseball with their record to this point. Earlier in the month at Marlins Park, the Fish took Game 1 of the series before the Phillies came back to win the last two. Heading into yesterday's series finale, they'd once again split the first two games. An afternoon game on a Wednesday getaway day, and we turn to Glenn Geffner.
Well, the day began well for the Marlins. Didn't end well, though. They scored twice in the first, then nothing from that point on, and they lose to the Phillies 4-2 this afternoon. The Phillies take this series two games out of three. Jeremy Hellickson and Tom Kohler, the starters here in Philadelphia this afternoon, and the Marlins got off to a good start against Hellickson in inning number one. Derek Dietrich walked to get things started, and after JT Realmuto popped foul to the first baseman Howard, Christian Yelich put Miami in front.
Here's the pitch, and a ball hit in the air out toward left center into the gap, and it's going to one-hop off the wall just to the right of the 374 sign, and being waved is the runner Dietrich. The throw to the plate, Dietrich slides. He is safe as the ball comes loose from Rupp at home plate. The Marlins take a 1-0 lead on that play.
After Giancarlo Stanton struck out, start of another frustrating day for him, Yelich was at third base for Marcelo Ozuna.
2-2 on Ozuna, batting 301, and he hits a rocket down the left field line. That is a fair ball into the corner. Yelich is home to score the second Marlins run. Ozuna glides into second base, stops there with a double and a run batted in, his 21st, and the Marlins come up with a big two-out hit with a man at third base.
So a pair of RBI doubles, both with two strikes, Christian Yelich and Marcelo Ozuna. Marlins had jumped out to 2-0 lead in the first inning. That two-run first, our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Tom Kohler got off to a shaky start. He walked the first man in the bottom of the first, David Lowe. With Cesar Hernandez at the plate, though, Lowe was thrown out trying to steal second base. So Kohler got a bit of a reprieve, but then he walked Hernandez. Remember, he's coming off a start where he walked five matching career high last time out against the Nationals. But he got Andres Blanco to bounce into a 3-6 double play to end the inning. And we were through one, Marlins leading 2-0. Jeremy Hellickson allowed a leadoff single to Chris Johnson in the top of the second. But then he retired the next 11 in a row. Marlins didn't have another base runner until the sixth inning. Meanwhile, the Phillies in the second, a couple of singles and a walk, but Kohler able to get Peter Borges to fly to left, ending that inning, leaving the bases full. But he would not be nearly as fortunate in the bottom of the third. Leading 2-0, Kohler faced the top of the order. David Lowe hit a hard ground ball leading the inning off right through the legs of the first baseman, Justin Bour. The E3 opened a door. Cesar Hernandez then dropped down a bunt base hit, and the Phillies had two on with nobody out for shortstop Andres Blanco. Blanco, the switch hitter from left side, pulls one fair inside the bag at first and down the right field line. That'll score at least one. Lowe is in. They're going to hold Hernandez at third on a double by Blanco. Oh, he's been a thorn in the Marlins' side this year in limited action. Phillies on the scoreboard. It's 2-1, and still nobody out in the third. That was Blanco's third big hit against the Marlins already this season, his third big two-base hit against the Marlins already this season. Orion Howard struck out for the first out with men at second and third, one down. Marlins opted to intentionally walk Michael Franco, hoping to maybe get a double play off the bat of Cameron Rupp. There's a ground ball up the middle. Rupp comes through. He singles over the second base bag. Hernandez scores to tie it. Blanco comes in to give the Phillies the lead on a 2-1 single by Cameron Rupp. 3-2 Philadelphia in the third. And it would stay 3-2 for a long time in this ball game. Kohler went 7, allowing just those three third-inning runs, two earned, one unearned, on 7 hits, 4 of which came in that third inning. He walked 5-1 intentionally. Second straight start, TK has walked 5, equaling a career worst. He struck out 4. Kohler in 7 innings, 115 pitches, 67 strikes. For TK, the second time this year, he's completed 7. Hellickson got through 6, 5 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 4 Ks, 89 pitches, 54 strikes. He allowed a couple of hits in the 6th inning, a leadoff single by Derek Dietrich, but then Derek was erased on a Realmuto 6-4-3 double play ball. Then Christian Yelich singled, his third straight 2-hit game against the Phillies, but Giancarlo struck out for the final out in the 6th inning. Stanton today would go 0-for-4 with 4 Ks. The Phillies turned this one over to their bullpen. David Hernandez, a 1-2-3 7th inning, Hector Neris with a scoreless eighth. In the bottom of the eighth, Jose Ureña replaced Kohler, and with one out, faced left fielder Tyler Goodell. 3-2 to Goodell. That's smoked out toward left center. Ozuna back, and it is a home run for Tyler Goodell. His second three-hit game in the series for Tyler Goodell, his first big league homer. And that's a big add-on run. Now 4-2 Philadelphia in the eighth. And that was our score into the ninth inning. Genmar Gomez came out looking for save number 16. Marlins had Realmuto, Yelich, and Stanton coming up, but JT grounded to short. He went 0-for-4 today. Yelich bounced to second to finish a 2-for-4 afternoon. And with two outs and the bases empty, Giancarlo Stanton struck out to end it. Stanton today 0-for-4 with four strikeouts. What a nightmarish trip to Philadelphia it's been for him. Stanton in this series went 0-for-10, and he struck out 9 times. He's now 1-for-18 against Phillies pitching this year, and he was just 4 out of 28 on this 7-game road trip. So the Phillies win it 4-2 for Philadelphia. 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 8 men left on base. For Miami, 2 runs, 6 hits and an error. Marlon Strand, 2. Jeremy Hellickson, the winner, 4-2. Tom Kohler, the loser, 2-4. Genmar Gomez with save number 16. The Phillies are 24-17. Last year, they didn't win their 24th game until the 71st game of the season. If the Mets can beat the Nationals tonight, the Phils and Mets would move atop the National League East. Phillies are 12-7 here at home, now 4-2 on their 9-game homestand, which continues with 3 against the Braves on the weekend. Marlins, meanwhile, fall to 21-19 with the setback. They're second in a row after they'd won 3 straight. Miami now 13-9 on the road for the Marlins, a 3-4 road trip. It began with wins in 2 out of 4 at Washington, then with a win in the series opener here, but the Marlins lose the last 2, so they head home 3-4 on the 7-game trip.
Even with 4 losses on the road trip, Miami's still in contention in a very close division. They can close that gap even further this weekend as the Washington Nationals come to Miami. Great reasons to come to the ballpark this weekend. Tomorrow night's Cuban Heritage Night, and there are fireworks after the final out. Saturday's the Kevin Brown 1997 bobblehead giveaway. That's on an All-Star Saturday. And then Sunday's Japanese Heritage Night, with a unique Ichiro 3000 hit bobblehead counter. Go to Marlins.com for tickets, listen on 940 Winds in the Marlins Radio Network, and hit subscribe so that Marlins Rewind downloads to your device every day.